أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إنا أرسلناك بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا ولا تسأل عن أصحاب الجحيم. As we read in the previous ayats, where Allah Ta'ala has explained about the Bani Israel for many ayat, and about half a sufara or more, that what the evil qualities were, and Allah explained that it started from not appreciating the ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. We should take a lesson also, especially in these trying times. One great ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala are the masajid. We should try and frequent the masajid, try and make sure we come and bring all others also. Everyone we should try, these are the centers of Allah's rahmat. And all our needs that will be fulfilled will be from here. That we have to turn more to Allah Ta'ala, not away from Allah Ta'ala. Come more to the masajid, not stay away from the masajid. Realize our solutions are in our deen and not in dunya. So we have to work in that direction. The Bani Israel did not appreciate, and then they went further on that their hearts became very hard. Allah says more harder than rock also, that no goodness could come in them. And then it went to the height of their great pride, where they thought that they are fit in that position that Allah Ta'ala should speak to them directly. So this pride is a killer disease. It is a disease that breeds and brings all other diseases and evils also. So we should be very careful of that, that our hearts don't become like that. Otherwise, Allah Ta'ala says, the truth Allah had sent Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with, and the clear proofs also. Inna arsalnaka bil haq. Beshak humne tujhko bheja sacha deen dekar. Undoubtedly we send you with the true deen. And the greatest proof of the nabuwat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is this very deen. From whichever way, if a person looks at deen sincerely, he will see, he will just make shukr to Allah that Allah blessed us with this deen. Every command of Allah Ta'ala in the deen is that we can only make shukr to Allah Ta'ala, and that how much Allah has given us tawfiq to practice on it, we also make shukr. And we beg of Allah Ta'ala that we can practice on deen fully and completely until our last moment. This is a great ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala, and this is a clear proof of the nabuwat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Such a balance and such a perfect deen that Allah Ta'ala has given us. Further, bashiran wa nadhira, khush khabri, sunane wala or darane wala. And also we have sent you, O Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, this is another clear sign that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is the true messenger, Rasul of Allah, and that his deen is 100% true, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam was bashir, that is, giver of glad tidings, that those who do righteous deeds, for them they are glad tidings of a peaceful and happy life in this world, hayatan tayyiba. And in the year after, a better life in forever and ever in the year after. For those who comply to this deen and follow it properly, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, one of his great qualities that he is bashir, that he gives glad tidings. Another great quality is that he is nadir, he is a warner. For those people who do not obey, the Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam warns them. And a warning is also a great ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. That is, you are warned, be careful about this. Be careful, don't get involved in that. Somebody is going from here to Johannesburg, for example, and there are road blocks, or there are people are rioting on the road, or there are speed traps, and somebody warns us about that. He is our well-wisher, and it is his great favor that he is warning us that be careful, that there are the dangers on the road. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, for the real road of life, to reach Jannat, whatever the impediments, whatever the difficulties, hardships are, he has warned us about them. So in Nadir is also a great ni'mat of Allah and a true proof of Allah, of the truthfulness of the Risalat, the messengership of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and his deen also. And when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam went right out of his way, turned the day into night and the night into day, he had no peace all the time, this worry, how they can everyone get saved from the punishment of Jahannam, how can everyone get saved from the displeasure of Allah, after having done all this and leaving no excuse for anyone not to see the truth. Then Allah Ta'ala consoles Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and says, وَلَا تُسْأَلُوا عَنْ أَصْحَابِ الْجَحِيمِ, اور تجھ سے پوچھ نہیں دوزخ میں رہنے والوں کی. And you won't be questioned of those people who, in spite of all this clear proof, as clear as daylight at 12 o'clock in the day, and the sun is shining so clear, the deen is so clear, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam gave glad tidings so clearly and warned us so clearly, so you won't be questioned about those people who go into the fire of Jahannam. You have done your duty and you have done it fully and completely, and you have given the glad tidings, you have sounded all the warnings also, and those people who still turn a deaf ear and give a blind eye and don't observe, and they still go towards Jahannam, you won't be asked about them. You have done your duty. In here, if we should take the lesson that this true deen which Allah has given, that we bring it in our lives, we invite towards it. Today, unfortunately, we have to invite our fellow Muslim brothers also, and then non-Muslims also, we should let them see the truth. And we should also give them glad tidings of accepting Islam and warnings if they don't accept Islam. And when we have done that, then we will have completed our duty. Otherwise, we are also responsible to see that deen comes in our lives, our families' lives, our communities, the people we interact with, non-Muslims also, we should be giving them also da'wah. Then we will be freed of that burden. Otherwise, we are responsible if we don't give da'wah to others. We will be also questioned and asked about that. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to make amal on these great teachings which have been brought to us, and so clearly and so emphatically they have been illustrated to us. May Allah make it that we accept and we follow accordingly.